This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Large fire burning at a mulch recycling yard in Camden County, and there are concerns this could take days to put out. We head live to ATCO Waterford Township. Get the update from KYW's Justin Udo.
Good morning to you, Ian and Matt. Yes, that's absolutely right. It seems like folks in New Jersey just can't catch a break when it comes to these fires. You know, a large part of Jackson Road here is still closed off and it's expected to remain closed for some time as crews continue to battle a fire at a mulch recycling yard here in Waterford Township that started Sunday afternoon.
When we first got here, there were heavy winds. It was pushing the fire towards the residential area. That was our biggest concern. We were able to take care of that and knock that down and make that safe. But as time went by, probably about an hour and a half into it, the winds had died down, and it significantly changed the firefighting efforts because of that.
That's Waterford Township Police Chief Daniel Kamani, who says boats and cars on the property were destroyed in this fire, but they do not believe anyone was on the property at the time that the fire broke out, and so they don't think anyone was hurt. He adds up to 100-plus firefighters from three different counties were also on site to help keep this fire from spreading to nearby residences, where they had at one point in time actually given out voluntary leave for people to go away from their properties.
We have multiple water points coming from three different towns at this point trying to extinguish the fire. It's a large area.
The cause of the fire, which officials say may take several days to extinguish, is under investigation. Ian.
Justin Udo, thanks.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.